So, in the very brief time that remains, actually, negative 1 minute, please stand. And to attune ourselves for the work that lies before us, we'll practice a very brief and simple form of meditation. So first of all, find your stance. How do you take your stand in the world? Stand as you would stand before all that is true. Closing your eyes. Feeling the breath flowing in and out. With each inhalation, let the breath penetrate every cell of your body. Right down into the tips of your toes. And as you exhale, empty yourself utterly. Releasing every last portion of used gases, filling yourself and emptying yourself. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Feel the firmness of the ground under the soles of your feet. How you are suspended on the surface of the earth, pressed up against the skin of the earth, feeling the weight of the earth pushing up and the weight of your body pushing down the skin as the surface of contact, where gravity, passionate attraction, Eshk is felt physically. And feel rising up from the earth your skeletal system, your spine, erect, petrified light. Sense the quality of embodiment in the density of bone, what is the experience of spirit in bone, not theoretically but proprioceptively, immediately feeling it within yourself. Now let the breath shift and inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Identifying no longer with the hard core of your body, but instead with its fluid circulation. Can you sense, first of all, the beating of your heart in your left breast? And if you can you sense the after effect, the echo of the heartbeat in the hands, in the feet, in the neck, in the head. And if you can, then your sense of self has been radically altered from the monolithic, homogeneous sense of ourselves that we generally maintain. Instead, you feel the inner dynamism, fluidity, rhythmic pulsation that is the constant state of the dark depths of the body, just as water flows silently beneath the earth, beneath the skin. 75% of the body flows as water. And the ripples of the pulsation, of the sensation of the water, has no definite boundary, but radiates out in all directions, cascading into the environment at the level of subtle energy. And now let the breath shift again, inhaling through the mouth and exhaling through the nose. Identifying with your metabolism, the process of digestion where calories are broken down, fueling the furnace of the belly, producing heat and light. Sense viscerally the searing heat of the body and its bioluminescence, which can be seen with infrared vision. Remembering that as the body is transformed in its substance into photons, our spatial orientation is reconfigured as light travels at a speed of 186,000 miles per second, utterly betraying the image that we maintain of ourselves as situated exclusively in the space of our physical body. And now let the breath shift once again, and this time inhale and exhale through the mouth, letting the breath become extremely light and deep and refined. Breathing the prana, the subtle essence of the air, letting the subtle essence pervade your body, feeling the reality of the invisible but omnipresent medium which surrounds us, which caresses our skin, which flows through our pores, which fills our body with every inhalation, in which we are emptied with every exhalation, the medium that unites us with every breathing being, in which we participate symbiotically with all green things, in the equilibrium of an atmosphere that is a bubble in space, were in spirit realizes its fulfillment in autopoietic manifestation. This bubble, a breeze from the breath of the All-Merciful, the Nafis ar-Rahman, that flows ceaselessly from the solitude of eternity, the endless sigh of compassion. And when you're ready, return now to your natural breath, feeling in yourself the balance and integration of earth, water, fire, and air, recognizing your embodiment as a microcosm of the cosmos in which all is contained. And we open our eyes and close with a prayer. Beloved Lord, Almighty God, through the rays of the sun, through the waves of the air, through the all-pervading life in space, purify and revivify me, and I pray, heal my body, heart, and soul.